A crossover is...
Crossover dribble.
Sing for the crossover.
Kyrie Irving, crossover in the lane.
One of the most famous crossovers of all time.
Behind the back, an ankle breaker on Chris Paul.
Crossover.
Crossover. Crossover, double crossover.
The crossover continues to evolve.
It is crossover time. Robbie Lula joining us here, taking over for the man, the myth, the legend, Gary Sharp, who hadn't been here in like 3 weeks.
I was saying it's a myth just because he's never here.
Because he's
not
never
sure
here.
He really exists.
It's named after him, but he ain't here.
Is this the time where we get into, could you really do a show on the road? Or is that for some other time?
I'm positive you can do shows on the road. I am.
I remember
positive.
When it was snowing and I walked 3 miles to school.
Hold on.
Both ways. I did a show from the closet once.
1.4 miles from my house in the snow. I walked here because my car wouldn't get out of the snow.
Yeah.
So I walked over here. Once I drove my happy ass way out west and picked him up and backed out of the neighborhood just so I can get back here because I couldn't go forward.
Me?
Yeah, you, Damon.
I mean, it wasn't me.
You didn't pick me up. Definitely had to pick you up. Listen, let me tell you this.
You know
okay?
why you're picking me up? Because I have a Jeep. I don't need to pick
there
up.
There you go. I have been before.
I think I had a decent car.
I think you might have had a truck at the time. You just didn't want to drive in it.
No, I wasn't super. I was into sedans. I wasn't all that. Well,
yeah, you
testosterone.
Have, yeah, did you have an Acura? Isn't that what you
yeah,
had?
Yeah, I had a TL.
As we
yeah,
heard yesterday, it's probably best if Damon's not driving in the snow.
Listen, it's a misnomer.
I don't believe misnomer's the word. I believe the word is the truth, Ruth.
No. Listen,
you only hit stuff that's not moving, right?
Yes. And on the
open. That doesn't make me feel better.
On the open road, I'm fine. I am. Like,
listen, I believe you, but it just doesn't make me feel better.
And then he tells you,
you know what I mean?
I don't have depth perception. Like, you're driving a car at 75 miles an hour with
that
other cars.
That seems to be like a critical component.
I would think so, right?
Why are you bringing up details?
You're the one that brought it up. You told us.
I mean, generally.
My problem is depth perception.
Hey, generally speaking.
You know what
speaking,
Stevie Wonder's problem is? He can't see.
Good driver besides that.
That's right. Always uses turn signal and everything.
Really good
he can hear
reflexes.
That. Right, right.
See,
outstanding. He can fly his ass off, by the way. He's got his own plane.
You're the one that said he's been faking the whole time.
Dude, Ray Charles real, Stevie be faking it. I don't trust Stevie. I think he's been able to see his whole life. He's like, this is a good deal. Look at Ray Charles making money. I could do the same thing. Little Stevie Wonder. I'm blind. I can't see.
So Michael's the guy that like dumps the guy out of a wheelchair because he thinks he's faking it. And he's like, oh no, that one was real.
Depends.
That one was
depends.
Real.
No, but yes,
depends.
Kind
it depends.
Of. And he's also the guy that like condones violence at fast food restaurants if you don't
so
get the condiment
on.
Package
I
right.
I did not condone it. I said I understand.
I'm not
saying
oh,
I'm
Mr. Semantics. I would do it, but I get where he was coming from.
I told you, I wouldn't
hey,
go in there and do it.
Not that I'm saying it's okay.
But I understand.
But I could see where he would do
I understand.
Stop it.
Listen, I would never go in. This is what happened, okay?
Sure.
Somebody was at McDonald's, and they ordered jelly packet.
Okay.
I'm sure it was breakfast.
Yeah.
And instead, when they got home, they had ketchup.
Ooh.
So then she went back with a gun.
Well,
and she threatened the store. Now, I'm not saying
that's
what you should do. My point was the person who gave you the wrong packet is wrong, and there's no excuse. Shayla, well, it could have been busy or whatever. I don't care. That's your job.
They were. That is a disproportional response.
I'm saying sometimes you get mad. A gun. Hey, have you read all of the – there's an entire website you can go to of just violence at fast food places.
That doesn't
and
surprise
it usually involves
me.
No,
I know,
order.
And it is like whoever runs that site though, or somebody like had this narrative on there that it's like over the last year and a half, it's like increased double,
oh, I
like
believe
the
it.
Incidents.
Yeah, well, just Popeye sandwich stuff alone. I mean,
no, but hey, listen,
that was rough.
People get crazy.
Quiet is kept. McDonald's isn't too far behind. Remember the girl that just got body slammed like
oh, yeah.
a couple of
yeah.
weeks ago?
Yeah. Yep.
And then she got crashed in the head with the napkin holder.
Yeah. Hey, you hit him with what you got.
Hey.
Right?
And so far.
You start grabbing stuff around
you. Got.
And so far, and maybe it was because the lady had a gun that she was on the air quote winning team, but the customers have been taking L's. Like,
yeah.
I don't know how these fast food people have been being trained, but they are getting busy.
Let me.
Listen,
that's
mud
like
holes
one of the,
in these
that's
people.
Like, that's like day three of orientation.
is combat and self-defense.
Yeah, it's MMA.
No.
Catch somebody coming over the counter.
That's not the reason. Let me tell you a reason, okay? Because I worked in a grocery store for a long time, and when I worked night crew, somebody tried to rob us. We beat the living hell out of that person.
Because you get so angry,
you're just bitter at that point. You're bitter. You're working at McDonald's. You're working night crew. Whatever else, they're paying you a quarter extra to work overnight. You're just bitter.
Did when you somebody see the gives guy you at McDonald's that got slept?
Sometimes
he was arguing behind the counter with the guy, and the guy from McDonald's was gonna walk away.
Yeah.
And the customer must have said something slick, and all of a sudden it was like, I think we've got another. I mean, just sleepy. Yeah. I was like, if you're going to be that brazen, you better at least be able to ball your fists up.
Dude, that's the thing, though.
They don't expect it.
That's exactly right. The people that run their mouth.
They don't expect it.
They think they can get away with just running their mouth.
We're about the quiet people. I hit a guy with a cantaloupe once in the produce department. So what happened was he had robbed checker.
That is got to be kind of a deadly weapon.
Hold on. Robbing
the
checker.
No, they're soft. They squish.
No, it was not soft. Well, no.
Was it ripe?
I was taking it out of the box. So he robs the checker. We put carts, so he had to jump over the cart. As he's jumping over the cart, I come around the salad bar, sidearm, because it's what I had in my hand, and caught him in the back of his head, and he went into the wall and then the Coke machine. So wall, Coke machine, ground.
Were you working at a grocery store in St. Louis?
Kroger in Houston.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
And they robbed us all the time. As soon as we went 24 hours, they're like, ooh, we robbed them. And they were there all the time. And Kathy, who ran the overnight, she gave the money up. She didn't care. But we went nuts every time somebody tried to rob us.
That's
like
funny,
it was our place. Like not, we all, and my name was Michael
like
Kroger.
Like it was your money?
Exactly, right. It wasn't. Like, but that's how you were at the time. And I just got out of the military. I was crazy.
Now, there was an aforementioned grocery store that we just saw. I had a couple of my players from North over just the other day. Well, he came over in between jobs so he could shower. He just got a job at Walmart.
Okay.
And he's like, hey, Coach B, I'm just going to come over and change clothes. So I was like, okay. But while we were talking, there was a commercial for Chubb's grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, Chubb's, yeah. I hear you doing TV ads and...
Yeah. You're only allowed to have one hand when you work there, though.
Hey, my guy. So listen. So my guy the player that I coach goes, yeah, my grandma, she can't shop there anymore. And I was like, why? I said, that used to kind of be our spot. And he goes, yeah, the prices are so high because people are always stealing.
Yeah, shrink. Yeah. A lot of shrink.
Yeah. And I was like, isn't that a point of diminishing returns?
Yeah.
Or do you want to weed out? Like, that's sad.
I know. It is horrible. Yeah.
Because that's a neighborhood grocery store.
And they're
store.
There for you.
Right.
They're there for you. And if that place goes,
there's
about
nothing
the
else in that area. Yeah,
it's like all the, have you seen the story about all of the dollar stores? They're moving into towns, small towns, and the grocery stores are having to close because they carry a little bit of grocery stuff. People are going there instead, the dollar store, and the homemade mom and pop places are closing.
That's and the same reason places, you're mad at Drew Brees, right?
A little bit, yeah. Coming into Louisiana and opening a Subway. What are you doing? New Orleans got sandwich places. What are you opening Subways for? That made no damn sense to me. We got sandwich places. Anyway.
Yeah,
yes.
You got them $5 footlongs, though?
Hey, that's the fire out of
no,
the fireplace.
No, they cost more than that because they taste better and they're better quality.
Here's the thing, though.
Don't we want to take care of our people?
No, I agree with you. But the problem is a lot of people don't care if it's good.
Oh, I know.
They
Cheddars.
Just care if it's food.
Cheddars. Always packed.
Cheap.
Well, fat is cheap.
And it's food.
It's bland and it's cheap.
That's what I'm saying, though.
You can get everybody in the whole family to go and have to worry about whether or not it's going to be too spicy.
Like, in a perfect world, people would care about what food tastes like.
Some people do.
But the vast majority of people, they're just trying to drop $5, don't care.
It's like that, not just food. It's like that with products, right?
Oh, yeah.
No offense to anybody. Who owns a Ford?
That means he's about to offend
somebody. No offense to anyone.
Hey, I don't mean to sound like a jerk.
A Ford.
But hey, go cocaine sweatshirts.
No offense.
I was pro cocaine sweatshirts.
To anyone who drives a Ford, okay? No offense. But come on. It's not overall, over the years, been a great vehicle.
Sure.
But they sold more of them because of the fact that, one, my grandfather drove one, so I'm going to drive one, and the prices were cheaper.
Now, I know I should have learned this in...
It's true.
I know I should have learned this in economics.
Not that cheap anymore, though. I know. I said back in the day. Okay. But it's still not as good as the Dodge. It's not as good as the Silverado. All have higher ratings than the Ford, but the Ford still sells more.
So there's this price. There's this. I know that there's a philosophy on or what this is called, right? Yeah. But there's this price point that you get to
where even all the people that get to those price points find the best quality within those price points, right? So everybody will go to like the $3 menu or the $2 value menu or the $1 value menu.
Right.
But even competing entities find the best product that where they can still, like, you want to be the best of the cheap food places.
Sure.
Right? Even though like you've all agreed that, right?
Yeah. Like, well, it's the same thing.
Isn't that like there's money to be made there? Like, if you're going to be the best cheap vehicle,
sure.
Hey, listen, if you're in this price range, we're the best of even though that much.
Well, that's what like Hyundai turned into, right?
Sure.
So they used to be just cheap cars, and then they turned into the best cheap car.
Yes. And then they made the best car on the market for about 10 years, the Genesis.
Yeah.
Which was the best car on the market. But it was less than you would buy for a Lexus or a Mercedes.
Sure, and you're at that point you were just paying 20 extra for the brand name versus the fact that this is actually a better car.
This is a better car, yeah.
You know, and so it's the same. It's the same idea.
Another part, right? Damon. This goes back to our good friend Steve Sipple. You want things to be.
You got telephones. Call them up.
You want things to be the same.
I don't know.
Right? You're looking for this consistency. Right. So some people will go to a place that maybe the quality isn't great, but it's the same. If you're in Kansas City,
hey, you don't like
or you're in New York, you can go to Applebee's and get the same thing. And so some people will go to places just because they know. I like to go to a place where the variety is crazy. Like, I don't know what I'm going
to get. I like to try new things, too. But I do kind of get this. Oklahoma Tyler's like that. You can't talk him into any. Listen,
like Outback, right? Same stuff every place you go.
It's like, hey, you're going to get a B.
Exact same.
You know you're going to get a B every time you go there. You're not asking for an A.
Same price.
But you know you're not getting a C-.
But right. Exactly. So
consistency.
Everybody knows this person, right? Like, let's say he's a Sunkist, Diet Sunkist guy.
Sure.
Kevin Kugler.
And let's say I think he's kind of branched off of the fruits, but you're exclusive and orange guy, right? And I'll say, hey, you know, Tyler, if you like Diet Sunkist this, why don't you try orange? Or not orange, like strawberry.
Sure.
And his response will be, why would I try something new when I know I like this one? Like,
yeah, I mean, there's
that's kind of like a kid mentality, right?
Well, that's like a personality. Well,
have you, have you not hung out with Oklahoma Tyler?
Just that one time.
He's a giant
at the game.
Child.
I was trying to avoid him. But I'm saying is that mostly kids are that way, right? They don't want to try. They know they
but
like chicken nuggets
kinda,
and fries.
That's kind of like Sipple's. That's his mantra, though. Yeah. Like, he knows what he's going to get, so why roll the
dice?
That's
what he claims. That's what he says. Why would I try to go someplace else outside of my box?
Yeah, I mean, that's like
but
an entire lifestyle mentality,
out.
Though, right?
Your wife's a cook. She's a chef.
Yeah.
She likes to dabble, experiment.
Yeah.
Do you want to take her out and she always gets the same thing on the menu, or should you not be worried about what somebody else is eating?
Yeah, well, I don't care what she eats. I mean, like, that's whatever she wants. I just don't
care.
You're
not like, hey,
well, you have to eat
you
differently.
She actually has to eat more differently than I am because she can't process, like, animal products.
Okay.
Like, her body can't process them.
Okay, all right.
And so her diet's way more restricted than mine is. So we'll go to, you ever been to, like, Modern Love?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Like, it's an all-vegan
that place.
Vegan restaurant.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Super good.
She's incredible.
And I love, like, meat, but that's... Yeah. Incredible food.
Yeah, and she's the person who basically wrote the book.
She literally wrote the book.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and so
Moskowitz.
And she's got a place in like Brooklyn or something.
Brooklyn. It's called Modern Love Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, how many times anything have went from Omaha to Brooklyn?
Right. Like, that's a weird.
That don't happen a lot.
It's a weird second location.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
But no, I mean, so like I don't. People can eat whatever they want to eat. Sure. I'll try different things, but it also is a mood part, right? Like, there's certain times where I am craving a specific thing, or I'm craving like a comfort food or something like that.
I can safely say that does not happen to me.
You don't crave things?
No.
Like a specific thing? Like a specific food item?
I don't.
Because sometimes I'll just be like, oh, I really just want... Like, we go to this little place. You ever been to Harold's down in Florence?
Oh, yeah, sure.
That's actually where I met my wife. That was our first day with Harold's.
Are you
serious?
Time you
go. Yeah. We had a breakfast day at Harold's. That was our first day.
Harold's Coffee House.
And then I ended up proposing to her there because, you know, I'm romantic.
You're
like
sweet.
That.
Go work by
but,
you. Did you put it in the donut? Did you put the ring in the donut?
No, I did as soon as we got there because it was cold. It was real cold outside.
Or something.
But no, like sometimes I'll just be craving like the hash browns with the sausage gravy on top of it. Like I very specifically crave that.
Right.
You know?
Interesting.
Once a month.
You never like crave pizza?
Once a month I get a hot dog. I eat a hot dog once a month.
You know what I could probably
crave a hot
you
dog.
Know what
I
could say
I
maybe would crave?
That I would crave most
that I've craved that I could like make a like maybe a steak.
Yeah.
But that's super, like, I would never say, like, man, I'm craving, like, that Szechuan shrimp. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I've never really done
that. But not like pizza, like a main food. Like, you want pizza because you crave pizza that day. Or a hamburger because you crave hamburger.
Well, it takes us all day to figure out what we're going to have for dinner.
That is so true. It's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, true. I know what it is. Not for our house, but yes, your house. Because one person's making that decision in our house. It's me.
It's like, you eat what I want or you're not eating.
I made a pesto. It was a Mexican dish, but instead of using red sauce, I made a pesto dish, right? So I made that last night. If you didn't eat that, you didn't eat yesterday. And everybody was like, oh, I don't know about that. I made fideo.
It's like, how hungry are you?
I made fideo, but with the pesto. You're going to eat. And you know what in the end? Everybody ate it. Because that was their choice.
If you're hungry enough, you'll eat.
You can eat. My favorite thing to do now is go to the restaurants that have the chef choice.
Oh, yeah.
So whether it's a Dolce or
Test Kitchens, too, are pretty.
I love those places.
Those Test Kitchens are pretty sweet.
The only time I've ever really done that is, have you ever been to V-Mertz?
Oh, yeah, sure.
So...
for just anniversaries.
Hey, yeah. Can I get on your budget?
Anniversaries. And somebody gave us $100 gift certificate.
Don't like stumble into V-Mertz.
No,
hey, let's go try.
It's a holiday.
It's a special occasion. It's a pricey place. Yeah. But so we did a tasting menu there before.
Yes.
And I had no idea. You don't know what you're getting.
I love that.
So they'll bring out like the wines and the food match with the wines. And you just have no idea whatsoever what you're getting. But it's incredible. Those are some of the, I mean, obviously it's one of the best restaurants in Omaha, but those are some of the best meals I've had in my life when I just had no idea what I was going to eat.
Have you been to Dolce before?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you been to Au Courant?
No.
Same concept there where it's $60 or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you five courses and maybe there's like a main protein that you know is going to go through all of them. But other than that, you don't know anything else. And you always ask you, is there any dietary restrictions?
Yeah, they're like, hey, is there
and
anything you just don't want?
One is no damn asparagus in it. Other than that, we'll take whatever you got.
V-Mertz is the only place that I'll eat whatever vegetable they give me. Like, I hate vegetables.
I won't eat asparagus.
I just won't eat them.
Yeah.
But if they put something on my plate, I'm just be like, all right, I'm going to trust you.
Yeah.
Because it's it's usually so good, it's like, it doesn't even taste like a vegetable, so I'm cool here.
Sure. Right.
Hey, just so I don't like, nobody thinks I'm like trying to get a free meal, I will not mention this place by name like you guys keep doing for advertising.
I'm just being honest.
Well, listen, V-Mertz isn't giving out free meals to anybody, so
that's
it's a
true.
I'm just being honest.
Yeah, I probably won't be hearing them do any endorsements here. Like,
I don't think it's
petitioning
like
for business now.
They don't need to.
I think they're going
to
be okay. But so this aforementioned place that's Northwest, and their test kitchen, they have, I just stumbled upon it because, of course, I'm not kidding you when I tell you it's a day-long process. Like, sometimes we'll Google or we'll look at Yelp or it takes some time, right? Because we don't get those specifics.
Sure.
They have bacon-wrapped scallops with white cheddar grits. Ooh. But it's only on their test kitchen menu, and it was fantastic.
So you're going to have to tell me off-air
so
where this place is.
Here, I'm going to show you right now.
That sounds incredible.
Right. There.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So we stumbled on it.
Yeah.
And I bet you now what now we do the brunch. Now we do it's just become a place that we like to go.
Yeah.
But we stumbled upon it just by being creative. Their whole menu is fantastic.
I've never actually been there.
Listen.
Is brunch a thing you do very often?
Oh, yeah.
I just met him for brunch.
I love brunch.
It's my favorite.
We've become a very good brunch town.
What are some of the good places? Because I don't know all the good places.
Yeah, I'm in for this. Please.
So we had a chef in studio.
Yeah. Nick Strawhecker came in.
Okay.
Yep.
And we went to his new places. In
Forno. Blackstone.
Yeah, we went.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And I had, their specialty is kind of like these pizzas, right? The Neapolitan pizzas.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the breakfast pizza. And listen,
you'd love their breakfast gravy if you like.
And I know there
gravy,
was awkward silence.
You like their Sunday gravy?
I love.
Hey,
sausage
I had
gravy.
To look sideways when somebody. Hey, can I check? What?
You asking me that right now?
What? I wanted to pick the sausage off. The sausage. It was breakfast sausage.
Yeah.
It was so fantastic. I could have eaten it by the crumb.
But it was like fennels, right? It's fennel sausage.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
They love their fennel. You want a place that's just really...
He cracked the eggs open on top. That's the first time I ever had runny egg yolk on a pizza. Because usually you think breakfast pizza, you think
like
scrambled eggs.
This is better?
Listen, I ordered like four drinks. The whole thing was good.
It was delicious, yeah. Let me give you a place that's just classically good. You're never going to get a bad meal.
Yeah.
And all these places I'm saying, it's not about getting advertising. When somebody DMs me and say, where should I go for something?
Yeah.
These are the places I list. You go to Bailey's,
Oh, my man. Fantastic.
Where's the Shucks? So the Shucks family. Yeah. So you have Absolutely Fresh Seafood, Shucks, Bailey's, of course, now they have Dundee Dale. But you go to Bailey's, 120th, 119th in Pacific. You go there.
119th in the Pacific?
Yep. Whatever you get is going
to
be great.
He wanted to fight me a couple weeks ago. My mom, they're going to get Christmas trees or something. And she's like, hey, I got some free time. Do you want to meet for breakfast? And I was like, yeah, cool. She's like, where are we going? She's like, let's go to Bailey's.
Okay.
I was like, hey, I'm in. Like when Jay's parents come into town, like that's where we go.
Yeah.
And I've had their porkosaurus twice. Like people act like it's a competition.
Yeah.
Your boy has two t-shirts, right? Like I can eat that for, I could order that just for a meal. So, and my mom can attest to this. So the last time we were there, I was like, do I go with the porkosaurus? Like, are you guys really going shopping? Like, I didn't want to walk around after I ate.
Yeah.
So they decided they were going to go get Christmas trees. But what I ended up ordering was like four sides of the meats plus my build your own omelet.
Yeah.
And my mom, man, funny. She's a super gentle spirit. She looked at me and she said, you might as well have just gone ahead and ordered the porkosaurus if you were going to eat like that. But look, they had this smoked, they had a smoked breakfast meat. And I said, here, try this. She took a bite and she was like, oh, yeah, see, that didn't come with the porkosaurus. Take that.
You're always going to get a good meal there. They're going to take care of you.
Hey, right, it is so good. So,
you know where Big Fred's is.
Yeah.
Same turn.
Okay. So I don't want to. You know, start nothing before you guys have to go. But I do have a little bone to pick with you, Michael.
Okay, sure.
Just a little bit.
I do it every day. He's good.
So yesterday, I think it was during the crossover, you brought up the best white basketball players, right?
Oh, yeah. Who is the best of their generation?
Right. So you brought up Luka. And I
as
just
the new one.
Yes. So I just want to make sure.
Did I say Caucasian descent?
Sure.
I did not say white.
I said white.
Hey, European.
I said Caucasian descent.
Sure. That's so you can include the Europeans, right?
I want to make sure I'm not jumping in with Spanish to send people. I'm trying to say just Caucasian.
So like Rudy Fernandez, not on the list.
No, not on the list. Manu Ginobili, not on the list. Argentina, none of those. I'm talking about Caucasian descent.
Hey,
are you from one of those Euro countries that
Kiki
is?
What does Kiki Vandeweghe sound like?
Yeah.
So
okay, I'm
Caucasian
stop.
Descent.
I just want to make sure that we weren't being a little dismissive of Luka as just like a good white basketball player.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. I was just trying to say that because, you know, that's going to come up, right?
Yeah.
Jerry West obviously was forever.
Sure.
Larry Bird got mentioned forever. Yeah. I think
Larry Bird is still in the top six all time.
Was there anybody in between Larry and Dirk? Because that's like 20 years.
There was a stretch where, I'm not joking, where the NBA was completely black.
Yeah.
No.
So I'm talking from
who goes? Who you going with?
So the guy dubbed as white chocolate. Don't sleep on Jason Williams.
Jason Williams is not going on this list.
We are not putting him next to Larry Bird.
So he might have been the best player of that generation.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't the best player of that generation.
Best white player of that generation?
No. He played the same time as Steve Nash.
All I'm simply saying is Jason Williams he had crossover.
Are we sleeping?
Literally.
He was really good and one tape.
Are we sleeping on Pistol Pete at all?
Well, here's the thing about Pistol Pete, okay? Where are you going to put him? So Jerry West ends. Pistol Pete's playing.
I think there's like a little gap.
He's playing, and then Larry's there in 79. So you're talking, and by the time 79 came around, Pistol had already tore his knee up.
Right. But
so
there's a gap.
He wasn't that player.
Because
74, 75. 74, 75 championship, right? So then you'd
give me the like 3 years.
There might have been a 3 year gap.
Where it was Pete. I just want to acknowledge it because.
Now, hear my heart. I better go back and quantify because people
I'm
hear
a huge
sometimes
Pistol
they
Pete
don't
fan,
listen.
People
just, I'm not saying Jason Williams is in that discussion. I'm just saying you guys skipped like 15 years of basketball where
he was
a really good.
So that's my question, though. Who's the best white guy in that 15 years?
Ugh.
Was there one?
Are we talking from like 90 to 2005?
I'm talking, so like end of Bird. So like Bird messes back up like 88, late
89.
80s. So from then until Dirk got good in like early 2000s. So call it like 2002.
Is Tony Kukoc the best player?
Ooh. No.
Who's the best white guy from like 88 to 2002?
How many All-Star games did Tom Chambers make?
Well, he won the MVP in Houston in 88, I believe.
Tom Chambers has got to be
in
the
MVP. Let me tell you, for my money, the best would have been Drazen.
Petrovic?
He would have been for the best. Yeah, I mean, he only gave a four-year career.
Sure.
But during that period... I don't think you have to have somebody. I'm saying in general, forever, Jerry West was considered the best white basketball player. Then Larry Bird was.
Yeah.
And then I would say Dirk, or maybe there's somebody else you want to go between there. And now I'm just saying, when you mention that, I think Luka has to be that guy.
I agree, but I also just want to acknowledge.
I'm not saying there needs to be one person every year.
Sure, sure, sure.
I just meant generationally.
I just want to also acknowledge and make sure we understand that.
But I got a question, though.
Yeah.
How come it's not John Stockton?
Oh, that probably is the 90s.
Ooh, okay.
That's probably.
Well, see, I don't.
How about it? Why isn't it John Stockton?
He's probably the best white player in the 90s.
That's what the color just said. John Stockton.
See, John Stockton. That's what I think.
I don't think I would have.
What?
I don't think I would.
You don't put John Stockton in that conversation?
I think John Guest was a very, very competent point guard who had a really good player to give the ball to, but I never thought of him as being.
He didn't shoot it well enough?
Not for me. I mean, imagine him in the game today.
See, that's the hard
part. Imagine him in the game today.
That's interesting. You're talking to a guy, remember, and I think we should have this conversation.
Well, yes, we should.
See, I don't think you can win at a high level when your primary ball handler cannot shoot from distance.
Not anymore.
I think it's theoretically inconceivable. That's why I don't think the Sixers can win a championship, because if Ben Simmons is going to be your primary ball handler, when you get into the playoffs, you're always going to struggle offensively until he shoots the basketball from distance.
You need to trade one of those guys, honestly.
I'm dead serious.
No, but I'm not being facetious.
I just don't think you can win like that.
I get that, but they lost the game on a 4-bouncer to Toronto. No one can tell me that they wouldn't have. They still had a chance to win a championship with the 4-bouncer.
My man said
a
4-bouncer.
But
the 4-bouncer.
fair. But it's just going to overtime. Then they still don't necessarily win that game.
Saying, they were in foul trouble. The Sixers weren't. I mean,
but
I don't know.
My question.
We'll never see. I mean,
we will not see.
Nope. Oh, sorry, Andrew Tony.
But I think you end up better.
Hey, don't be talking about my favorite player of all time.
I think they're
love the Sixers.
I think you're better off if you trade either Embiid or Simmons. I think you can get a team that makes more sense together.
I'm kind of with you.
So Larry, till 93, he played, but obviously the back injury happened.
I'm saying like 90.
He was on the dream team in 92.
That's what I think. I think you got to cut Larry off at 90 in terms of when he was like the man.
You had Jock Stockton from 84 to 2003. It was his playing career. Dirk came in 98.
Right, but he wasn't good till like 02.
Exactly.
I think you have to put Stockton in.
I think Stockton's got to be your 90s guy.
I don't think ever. I don't believe at any point people would say that, in terms of generationally, that John Stockton was the greatest white basketball player of all time.
I don't think
that's what
I'm
saying.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying Jerry West was the greatest white basketball player until.
George, Google. Do people put Stockton in the top 10? I would.
Of all time players?
Of all time white basketball players.
All time white basketball players, okay. Yes.
Yeah. I think
then
so.
Then how come he can't fit in that gap?
Because what Michael's saying is he never eclipsed Larry in terms of greatness. Right.
That's what I'm saying.
So he's saying we said everybody but, though. So we ruled out Larry at the end of his career.
Right. But I'm saying he still was the greatest white basketball player until I think Dirk came along. That's what I'm saying.
So he's not saying this is a generational thing. He's saying, okay, so Jerry West was the one.
Isn't the stopgap guy.
Before Jerry West.
Well, there is no stopgap guy because he never eclipsed Larry.
Before Jerry West, right,
he was never considered better than Larry.
George, what was John Stockton's
George
first year?
It went George Mikan.
84.
84.
Then it went, it went George.
Yes, he did.
84.
Listen to the case I'm getting ready to make. Let's say you give Larry the last 2 years of him playing. I don't, you do. Let's say you take it to 93.
Okay.
We have Dirk became dominant in 02.
Okay. Yeah.
Stockton can't bridge that gap.
We're having different conversations. Was Stockton ever better than Bird in general?
No.
When you were considering them, would you ever put Stockton ahead of Bird?
No.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
That's his conversation.
That's my point.
His conversation is who is.
Oh, well, that doesn't
George Mikan.
We were talking about guys in between, though.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If for an in between guy, good.
For the best white player of the 90s, it's Stockton. But he was never the same thing that Bird was. And so where this started for me.
My man said, I have a bone to pick with you.
I did. Well, so where this started with me was I wanted to make sure, because like Larry was, you know, one of the 2-3 best players of his generation, Luka is headed that direction.
No doubt. I mean,
yeah, you're not putting Luka in the top five.
I'm not saying
though.
He's better than Dirk right now. I'm saying, does he have the opportunity to be the next greatest ever in terms of.
Yes. Yes.
Caucasian descended yes. talent.
White dude basketball player.
Okay. Right.
Stop.
He's got the potential.
Stop.
Easily in the top 10.
Okay. Different.
Of what?
Of current basketball players.
Okay.
Listen. Luka is easily in the top 10, and he's knocking on the top
so
five.
You say second there, team or third team.
If
he's
there
second,
are, if
he
there
would
are,
be first team all NBA
if
today.
If there is, I'm going to make you give me the list. Is there anybody in this room, if you have 5 picks, is Luka in that in the in
it
any
depends
of those
on what the picks are, because is it for I'm winning a title this season, or is it I'm starting a team today?
Listen,
because I'm starting the team today.
Me and you want to go have dinner at that aforementioned place. And the who picks the team and wins
to win one game
pays.
Today.
To win today.
To pays, win one game today.
Yes.
I think he's in my top five.
There's nobody in this room that's putting Luka in their top five.
If we're talking about fit as a team as well, I'm putting Luka in my top five.
I could take a bunch of misfits out of the top. I could take a non-traditional
okay,
team.
Okay, here's the
I could
the
take
thing,
LeBron,
though.
Giannis, Leonard.
AD.
AD and...
Harden?
I don't even care.
Not taking Harden.
I don't even care who it is.
Harden doesn't make the
and
list.
And you could take...
Harden's top.
You could take Luka and the field, and I will beat your brains in.
Not a chance. Not a chance.
Man.
Okay, again, this was not the topic I brought up yesterday.
No, I know.
It's different.
No,
but would
is
you say
Luka in your top five?
Top 10, you're saying second
I'm
team,
saying
right?
He is easily in the top 10, and he is knocking on that top five door.
Okay.
I can live with that.
No, so give me the top
just
five.
Just don't tell me he's top five.
So look at the numbers, though. If we're just talking about, like, PER, which is the easiest way to go.
But you know why you can't do – the greatest deterrent from that is because sometimes the PER, when you're talking about efficiency, when guys are on the floor, sometimes it matters who you're playing with.
Okay, but look who Luke is playing with.
That's what. So his game is accentuated. It's kind of the discussion I have with, like, about Crouch, right? Fantastic player. Won the Heisman.
His numbers were better because he didn't have the...
People help. Always say, oh, man, can you imagine him playing with a better running back? And I said, oh, yeah, can you imagine him not winning the Heisman? Because
he wouldn't have won the Heisman. They would have been better. And I think he would have been really good with a better running back, but he wouldn't have won the Heisman.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
So that's why I'm not a huge plus-minus being the end-all, be-all for guys, too.
So you want it top five?
Hey, give me top five.
First of all, so KD's out because he's injured. Steph's out because he's injured. You've got a bunch of guys that are normally in that top five. They're injured right now, right? Mm-hmm. So you got AD. You got Giannis. Listen, people are going to...
23?
What's that?
23?
Which one? LeBron?
The only one.
I don't even
now
like LeBron, and I know if LeBron he's on my team, I got a better chance of winning than I don't.
LeBron's in my top five, sure.
Okay. Yeah.
I guess.
See, that's how I feel, but you gotta be honest.
He's gotta be in the top five.
Listen, all time, yes, it's not a question.
No, I'm
saying
year.
Like today.
Are you watching this guy this year?
Yes, I'm watching him today.
How good is he making?
He had a nice
Anthony
vacation
Davis?
Last year.
How
probably had a couple trips to Germany and Mexico to get some special prescriptions.
We're having the cells recycled.
Listen, yeah, he's
I'm all about it.
Listen, I am too.
Science is here. Let's embrace it.
Listen, yeah, he's embracing it real strong. He found some clinics in Miami that he liked a lot.
It's true. That's fine,
dude. You can't tell me LeBron's not juicing somehow.
It's the hair
juicing.
Plugs.
I don't think is the word.
It's the hair.
Listen,
plugs.
I say juicing is like an all-encompassing
stem cell treatment kind of stuff.
A performance enhancer.
Platelet rebuilding.
Something
like the bikers.
He's on the Kobe Plus plan. All
okay,
right.
All right.
So those three.
Wash your mouth out, young man.
Listen, you don't play that game for 20 years and not have a little help.
So you got three.
So those are my three. After that. Listen, if it's one game and I know he's healthy, I put Kawhi in there. But I don't, on any given day, it's like, does my knee hurt? Does my quad
healthy?
Hurt?
He's just chilling.
Let me tell you right now.
Is he, though?
If I got one pick, Kawhi's getting first for me.
I got Kawhi.
Remember the four bouncer?
After that, listen, you need a guy that people like to play with. If Curry's not playing, I'm putting Luka on the floor.
It's 13 games, I think, right? How many games are we so far in?
We're like almost 20 in.
Okay, 20 games
like 25.
I do
20
like
games
Luka, though.
If at the end of the season, he is averaging the same rebounds and points,
he's gonna,
and his 36-minute rate is the same, it'd be a conversation.
He's going to be averaging.
No, there's no question.
For the season, he's going to average 30, 10, and 8. I mark it down.
Yeah, and shoot what?
He's going to shoot. He needs to get his three-point percentage up a little bit.
But so he's shoot on 36?
So I think he's going to be at about like 48.
He could be a 35, 90.
I think he's going to be like 48, 35, 85.
And 85.
Yeah, he could be that guy.
That's pretty good.
He's 20. He can't drink yet.
I know. That's the thing.
No,
he's
but
got
but
swag
no, but,
already, and he's still
no,
just learning.
But you
I'm
know
saying
what,
3
though?
Years from now?
Here's the deal. Here's what makes
this isn't a conversation.
Here's what makes European basketball different. It's like hockey. Those guys have been away from home since they've been 12 years
he's
old.
He's been a professional since he was 13.
And those guys could not technically, they could drink if they want to. They're used to playing against men. They have a certain mentality.
Yeah.
Where
can you imagine when he finds the weight room in Dallas? If he finds a gym in Dallas, it's going to get ugly. He looks better.
The age factor with European basketball players and hockey guys, that's why those guys can break on the scene at 18, 19 years old. You could and just puck out. You know, it's like,
I'm just saying he's 3 years away from physically being his prime.
And that was the question I was asking. Will he be the next greatest white?
He's going to win an MVP.
That's my
point. Like, he's going to win an MVP.
That's cool, but and I hate this discussion because Numbnuts over there always brings it up. But he always asks me the question.
Is staying healthy part of the greatness discussion?
He is going to have to stay healthy too.
Sure, but that's a skill.
We're extracting.
It's a skill,
right? You can be, in my opinion, you can be the greatest.
I can't remember who he hit me. Oh, Emmett. That might have been the window turning deal.
No, we were at College World Series.
And you're like, where do you put longevity in terms of being great?
There is something to be said about showing up every. What's the number
one
ability?
That's my issue with Kawhi.
What's the number one ability?
Availability.
That's right.
That's my issue with Kawhi.
If you're there every single day for your team, that means a lot.
You like scotch and whiskey too, Robbie?
Dang. I do. I like to go sit out at Copa and just have some cigars.
You got house shoes in a row?
I do have some loafers. Man, they nice.
You throw Gail Sayers tape on. I don't care who he's playing against.
Hey,
you
honey,
throw his tape on, right?
My pipe?
You're going to say to yourself, oh,
cigar out of the pipes.
Oh, my God, that guy was maybe the greatest running back of all time. But
you got to be
said,
there.
4.5 seasons.
You got to be able to.
Gail Sayers.
Oh.
You got to. I thought we were talking about him, and I was getting ready
to leave. No, Gail Sayers. They're going to go 4.5 seasons. It's nice to have a guy who every single year and game
with
lined up back there and did it. Now, when it's down in the dirt and you need him, Kawhi's going to be there.
He was last year.
And 3 years before that, and 4 years before that.
Yeah, but the year before that, when
that one year,
there was 1 year before that when San Antonio needed him, and he was like, no,
but there was other issues with that, obviously, right? Their medical staff disputing his medical staff.
I understand that. And he still wasn't available.
Yeah. That's true. Hey, did you want, like,
how many championships he has right now?
Just two.
Hey, he wanted Tony Parker to pull a Baker Mayfield.
Just two.
Well, you know, obviously the training department didn't handle Kawhi Leonard correctly.
Okay. Yeah.
Y'all have murdered my clock.
Yeah, we're going to take like 4 breaks in a row.
Absolutely.
Oh, sorry,
hey, he's uncomfortable too. He's like squirming. He's like, how am I?
He was excited about
it. I was excited. Yo, that's why I let it kept going.
We're talking
I was like,
about NBA, and he's like, screw the clock.
If this was about anything else, y'all would have been out of here 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, use any of that in your NBA minute and support me, okay?
This is ODB for my Ice is Black. George!
Hold on. Robbie's here. I don't believe we have to worry about minute. You have as long as you want, right?
Literally. I told him yesterday. I was like, you guys can tune in if you want. You can tune out if you want. We're talking at least NBA at least one second.
We're just going to sprinkle it in, though, so people don't know when it's coming.
Exactly.
Listen, the NBA is like hating on millennials. It's the popular thing to do, but more people like them than
I would say, but if you actually watch it, you're like, oh, that's fun.
It is. Look.
It is.
Post somebody up.
Whatever.
Why?
Because I like it.
You know what's worth more points than 2 points? 3 points. That's all I'm saying.
You know what's easier? A dunk from a big man or a skyhook. Where's a skyhook? Bring back a skyhook.
If skyhook was so easy, how come only one dude in history ever did it right?
You know, hold on. You know what? He did teach Wilt for a while, and actually Wilt for an entire season shot a mini kind of skyhook. The same year, he led the league in assists.
This is Michael Severe for the NBA. Kids, keep your hand on top of the ball.
Quit carrying the ball.
Make your free throws.
Oh, please God, make your free throws.
And make sure that your knee pads fit correctly, kids. This is Michael Severe for your grandpa's NBA.
I'm fine with that.
Listen, Creighton didn't need to make any more free throws. They didn't want to embarrass anybody else.
I'm talking about general, make your free throws.
Hey, thanks for taking like a half hour for me, fellas. I appreciate that. Make the show easier. See you, fellas. Well, this is the Gary Sharp Show. I'm not Gary Sharp, but we're going to take a break so George doesn't have a heart attack. You're listening to 1620 The Zone.